When the water's crisp and cool, but you only taste the dirt. Oh, I can't escape it. It's the way the scene is spun. When you wander into space and you can't see anyone. I know that I'm falling for you, but I'm not sure that I can handle what you're falling in. But I'm not sure that I can handle what you're falling into. And though every part of me aches, the emptiness has been the only place I feel safe.
Feel so fine. hot summer sky. I would go falling through the hot summer sky. Wrap on the bows tied to my hands and my feet. Feel complete.
Holy smokes, I love the imagery in that song of having your hands and feet tied to ribbons and bows falling through the summer sky. Richie Stearns and Rosie Newman there with a track called Ribbons and Bows, off their album Tractor Beam. That's a little bit of an oldie. Well, oldie. Came out in 2013. So 10 years old. Before that, we heard from an Edmonton band called the Payphones. And a little bit of a departure in some ways for what I play on the show. Don't usually have it so drummy, but the beginning of that track, Can't Escape It, really had this sort of country-esque rootsy feel to it, and it really caught my ear when I listened to it. So there you go. You got a taste of that also. It's from their album, I believe debut album, Rioting Heart, the Payphones. Started off with Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. She'll Change from Crooked Tree. 20 minutes left in today's program. The time always zips on without us in some ways, not only on the radio show, but in life in general, you know, time just keeps on turning, as some famous song once waxed on about. And before we run out of time, I want to touch on this berry, because I just learned it was a berry, and I was curious to know if there were any berries in season right now in March, and found this chart. And, you know, obviously in the northern hemisphere in Canada, we don't have a lot of berries that are growing and in season. But one of the berries that is in season is the persimmon. And I know that my sister has a real fondness for persimmon, but I don't know if I've ever had one. Maybe you haven't either, and maybe you don't even know what a persimmon looks like. They kind of look like a tomato, in that they're a beautiful sort of orangey-red color, and they're about the shape and size of a tomato, except that they have a little bit of a different stem topper on them. It's a broader and flatter leaf on the top. But when you cut into it, you know, from the pictures that I'm looking at, they do look remarkably tomato-like. And they're not commonly considered to be a berry, but morphologically, the fruit is in fact a berry. It is most widely cultivated as the Oriental persimmon, and there are also a number of non-persimmon species of the sort of persimmon tree that are grown for ebony timber. And 75% of the world's total export of persimmons comes from China. What else can I tell you about the persimmon? Male and female flowers are produced on separate trees, and so that means that male flowers are generally pink and appear in groups of three, and are kind of rare to find sort of the quote-unquote perfect flower. They mature in the late fall and can stay, like the persimmon fruit itself matures in the late fall and can stay on the tree until winter, which is partly how it is, this season in season berry. And, they can range from a yellow orange to a dark red orange, and as I said, they're, you know, sort of that tomato color. They're high in sucrose, mainly in the form of fructose and glucose content, and are sweet to taste. And I might just want to run out and buy some persimmon if I see them at the market. Not sure if there are other ways other than to eat it raw and if it's used in cooking per se. But I'm going to, I think, look a little bit more into the persimmon and see what else I can discover and see if I like them. The persimmon is a berry. All right. Back to the music here on Roots and Berries. Covered the berries. Now we're back to the roots. Received a press release this week about a brand new album from Lynn Miles, Canadian singer-songwriter. She's got an upcoming album called Tumbleweedy World coming out on True North Records. And we're going to hear a track off that album called Johnny Without June. We're going to follow that up with a little Johnny Cash from My Mother's Hymn Book. We're going to hear In the Garden, which is one of my favorite gospel songs, although it's hard for me to say because I have a ton of favorite gospel songs. And then we're going to hear Johnny and June with a gospel song, Far Side Banks of Jordan. So let's get to it. Lynn Miles here on Roots and Berries.
The morning on my eyes, I tell myself the same old lies, pretend that you your silky skin and your raven hair. So beautiful, it steals my breath. As real as if you never left. As perfect as a mandolin. The hunger when you pull me.
Garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'll stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, and he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. My steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow the feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you,
life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. In the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I
spotlight on Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash there. And one last track to leave you with. Thanks so much for listening to Roots and Berries today. I've been your host, Robin. This is Jude Adams with La Flanouse to take us out. Remember to stay tuned. Department Uno is up next. For listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.